outside in a great big open...
open kettle?
Okay, you eat the meal with a knife, a fork, and a...
You what?
When you eat a meal, you eat with a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
That's good for energy.
And you, if you bring flowers in, you put them in a what?
Flower bin.
Or, you cut some flowers in the garden.
Oh, in a vase.
You never call it a flower pot?
No.
Oh, it's a flower vase.
Flower pots.
But you can plant a flower. Flower pot.
You can plant a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Plant flowers in a pot and cut flowers
from
these.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we do too. Mm-hmm. Now after you eat a meal, the wife looks at all of the dishes and says, well, I guess I'd better...
Wash the dishes.
And then after she washes them, she has to...
Put them away.
Or before that, they're still soapy. Before they, if you want to get the soap off, you do what to them? You
scrape them and clean the.
You run water on them to get the soap off.
Run water.
What would you say?
Rinse.
Rinse them.
So she, the dishes. She rinses.
Rinse them off.
And what sort of piece of cloth do you wash them with? What's the name of the cloth that you wash?
Fish cloth.
And how about when you dry them?
Towel.
Just a towel?
Dish towel.
And when you wash your face, you dry it
wash
with...
Washcloth? Or dry with a towel?
Alright, then you turn on the water. You have to go to the sink and turn on the...
Turn on the faucet.
And you never call that a spigot?
And what?
A spigot. You wouldn't call it a spigot.
I never used to call it a faucet.
Never do either.
I suppose you had a barrel of cider, and it had a little thing you turned on to let the cider come out. Did you say I have to turn on the... Thank you very much.
Well, turn on the faucet.
Faucet for a barrel also. Okay. And if you had some liquid and you wanted to get it in a small bottle, and you started to pour, I better go get me a...
funnel.
And if you had... If you were driving horses and you want them to go faster, you might hit them with a...
Hammer.
Or no, you take your... You spur them on with a long... make the horses go faster, you use the
whip.
Make what?
If you're driving horses...
Oh!
If you want them to go faster,
use the whip.
You would never call that a hickory or a goad. You wouldn't call it a goad. Just a whip.
Just a whip.
Right. Now you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, and the grocer puts everything you buy. My, thank you.
Yeah, this is good coffee,
Mary Jane. Thank you. I don't know. The grocer puts all the groceries. You might put them in a box, or he might put them in a big paper.
Paper sack.
Sack. She usually uses the same kind of bag.
Now suppose you bought 100 pounds of flour. I know it's not likely anymore, but suppose you bought 100 pounds of flour. It would probably be in a cloth...
cloth sack.
And how about 100 pounds of potatoes? Would have to be in a...
A sack.
They would be a certain kind of... The sack would be made out of... probably made out of...
Gunny sack?
A bran sack, something.
Gunny sack, would you say?
Gunny sack.
Would you say it? Gunny sack? The potatoes are in?
Gunny sack.
Gunny sack.
Mm-hmm. That would be the same as burlap.
Burlap? Yeah.
You would probably call it a burlap sack.
Same as a burlap.
A gunny sack.
Okay.
A gunny sack is a burlap sack. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In this section.
Cider would probably be in a great big wooden...
cake.
A keg would be about this size, but a great big one might be...